Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good, y'all? It's Friday Night Live, also known as the Burner Session. I know. I just made that shit up. I'm thinking about doing that, though. Calling it the Burner Session.
I don't know.
When we sit here, maybe we can get a dispensary sponsor.
Oh, we burning? We smoking? That's how we open up the show. We smoking?
Yeah. Get it? So, all right. So, it's Friday Night Live. You know how we do. We try to get y'all ready for the weekend with some hot music. Some topic conversation and a couple other little things in between. So you know the number. It's 563-999-3411 to join our interactive podcast. You can find more about the show at monstarsradio.com. Our sponsors tonight is The Soul of Me Speaks. Book author Miss Unbelievable. E to the dot to the K. We got Monster US Apparel. We got Elite Sway Management and Picasso Painting. So, hey, definitely support them, because when you support them, you support the show. So, all right, Ms. Unbelievable, what's some of the things we gonna do tonight?
Some of the things we're going to do tonight, you know how we do it. We do our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got our topics. And, of course, we got hot music from DJ Monster. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. Put all the pressure on me. Hot. Really? Hot. It's that hot? Oh, Lord.
That hot.
I don't know. And I ain't got shit to play for y'all. It is what it is. We going to make the best of it. We going to make the best of it. And
DJ, you supposed to be ready all time, all the time. What? You slipping, pimping?
Really? You just going to point that out? Really? You're not helping
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
You're
no.
not helping me. No. No. So, all right. We're going to go with some hip-hop tonight. You know what? This one right here, he's an old-school guy. He's from a group called EPMD. He goes by the name of Eric Sherman. This is Southern Girl right here on Monstrous Radio. You dig? I wish I was in the South. I'm just saying, it's still beautiful outside. Good enough, what it is.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. Friday Night Live. She's a boss, man. Southern Girl.
Born in Alabama, raised in the Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than a pair of denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that twang, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason got me sneezing. God bless you. Devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not just trying to be a
loving girl.
Shaking what her mama gave. They all want that ass like Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. See a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach, I come from the apple. You both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, back. Something like the Players Club, but not slick. She do it for her son and that certificate. Soon she will have to face this and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
Southern girl.
Southern good with the kitchen, plus they get to the knives. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to straight for it. Southern girl will see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it. If she want it, when it's elevated. Percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on a thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club, nah. Even if it's a hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave it out. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about those Southern girls.
Screw all that chill shit. We trying to turn up. This is the City Girls. We gonna come back right after this money fight. We got Jazzy with us now. It's a real Friday. Let's go. Turn up. DJ
Monster. Everybody throwing money.
Everybody throwing money.
Money fight, money fight.
Money fight, money fight.
Money fuck, get on one, throw some hundreds on me. That's the way it's gonna be. You wanna fuck with JT. Money fight in this bitch. Who gonna pay my rent? Throw some money, money, pay the car note on this Benz. And I ain't tryna be friends with a Marcus who ain't tryna spend ends. Ain't no Netflix and chill. Go 10 bands, let a bitch know it's real. Throw another five if you really got a vibe. You're rich, rich, throwing money on the other side. Money fight. Yeah, it's a money fight. Get your ass out the way if your money ain't right. Rich gangsters to the left. Trap gangsters to the right.
Yeah.
City girl with it. City girl with it. City girl with it.
that's off the new Bad Boy soundtrack. They got some hitters on there, y'all. They got some hitters. I think that's out in theaters now, if I'm not mistaken, Bad Boys 3. Sorry. We're in the smoke session trying to get a sponsor from a dispensary. But we got Jazzy. Oh, no, she hasn't opened up yet, but we do got Jazzy with us. Miss Unbelievable, let's see. We got our Who's Bumping, Who's Getting Fat. Let's see. We got topics. We got, let's see, all kinds of things coming up. So what we going to do first? Unbelievable, you there? No? Maybe not? All right. I do got the mics open, right? Okay, I got them open. All right, so let's see. Like I said, we got more music. We got more stuff for y'all. We trying to get it together. Let me see here. What do I got for y'all? Matter of fact, here's one. It's not nothing new, but it's still Friday Night Live music. Check it out. This is called One More Drink. This is Dwayne featuring Off.
Okay. I have my phone. I'm a mute woman now. I was muting my.
Johnny, go.
Nigga, no, we winning. No, team, scoring. One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. How you feel? What you think? One more drink. One more drink. One more drink. Man, if that girl give me one more wink.
One more drink. It's your boy Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the homie E Monster. What's good?
Again, it's Friday Night Live. DJ E Monster, we're getting ready for the weekend. Tonight, what I need y'all to do is put your trunks up when you're out kicking it. Just put it in the air. This is Frank Footer, called In the Air. Monster US Radio, Friday Night Live.
Women trying to kick it off. I'm with it tonight. I'm trying to trick it off. The money keep me motivated, so I smile for the haters, cause I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list. We the team that get it popping, so what's happening? Better be body body, keep the strap, bitch. Cause talking that trap shit, it get you clap, queen. I'ma knock it out the park if she throw it at me. You know your king when she call your daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Oh,
woo!
Money in the air. Wow. A couple bad bitches up in there. Put a couple switches in the air. It feel like summertime and we don't care.
What else?
And then I hear repeat. She back it up on me and hear repeat.
Pop it for a real nigga. Cause she ain't worried about them little niggas. Cause little niggas never get the picture. And real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit. So I'ma leave you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fucked. But don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw it.
Woo!
Unbelievable. You dig? Online radio with a roar. Don't forget, we're here Monday through Friday, same time, same crazy place. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and that's 5 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we're bringing it back. I know we got a lot of stuff to do. We got topics. We got some entertainment news. You dig? We like the Cocky 6ix9ine over here just telling everybody business.
Everybody business.
So I know you put out there about the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. What's some of the topic things that we're going to touch down on tonight that people can call in and join the discussion or leave something in the chat, which I'm going to open up here in a second. But what's some of the things we're going to touch on, turn on?
We got some R. Kelly in the hospital. We got some YG. Some update with some Antonio Brown. And we got this disease that's hitting all around that I want to get people up on. That's what we got tonight.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. That's what we are. So let's see. So we got that. We got the entertainment news. It's about time to get it all going. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you want me to hit the topics
so
they can think about it, though? I'm going to hit them topics so we're going to
work.
So they can think about it?
No, you got to put the topics out there so they can think about it.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay. These are some topics that make you go, tonight, okay? So, do you agree you can't receive your soulmate until you let go of your playmate? Let that sink in. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is, do you think there is a difference between checking in on a woman or man or seeing if they still have an open access to you?
Hmm.
making
okay.
those. Okay, got it?
Okay, okay, we got it.
Okay.
We're going to marinate
on okay.
it.
Okay, we're going to marinate. Let's marinate. But R. Kelly, he is in emergency hernia surgery, can't make it to court. R. Kelly missed court date because he had a pretty good excuse this time. Not because he was messing around with little girls, but he was going in the operating room, not his jail cell. Sources tell that the singer was briefly taken out of MCC Chicago and transported to a hospital earlier this week where doctors performed an emergency surgery to repair a hernia. We're told he was transported back to the big house after the procedure. Dang, he can't stay in the hospital. They can't watch him there. We don't know how long of the hospital stay he had, but he's back at his jail cell this evening. He wasn't even allowed to have any visitors since the hernia has been plaguing Kelly for a while. His lawyers filed documentation back in September to outline his several ongoing medical issues, which include anxiety, numbness in the hand, and then the hernia. The Chicago Times reports Kelly is getting pain meds now, and aside from missing court date, he also is MIA from jailhouse basketball games while he's recovering. So he's playing ball while he's there. He's balling, y'all.
Watch how you say that. You talking about him in jail.
He's balling out, y'all, with the boys playing basketball.
And he having hernia problems. Okay.
He having hernia. Well, we wondering why he's sticking
I'm gonna
it
let
up
you
there.
Finish.
He's sticking it up there. Who's sticking it up there? Who's sticking it up there to make
Is
it
that
move?
All of it?
That's all of it?
It.
That's it. I don't want to be just that disrespectful. You know, I'm just saying. He's shaking his head. Okay, let me not. He's giving
right,
the dance,
right.
Laugh dance, fire play. Okay, that ain't right. That ain't right.
And you know what? That might even be like another topic because I was thinking about using that for a comic cafe next week. Basically, the topic is talking about, you know, and it even includes us as, you know, commentaries. Even though we do this for entertainment, it's part of our job, part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have to be accountable for their words. You dig? No matter what it is, who you say it about, in the context, you have to be accountable for your words. I give you an example, you know, and then you could tell me if you think this would be a good topic to talk about next week, Comic Cafe. Basically, I had seen a video. Some of you guys probably seen it. It was with Fabulous. And he had a beef that went on between, it was Fabulous, Beyonce, and Solange, Beyonce's little sister. I guess what happened was Fabulous had said in a freestyle, why get with Beyonce or why, something about Beyonce when you can have Solange. Basically, he made a reference to the sisters, you dig? And they were offended by it, you dig?
Oh.
He had to do things to repair it, blah, blah, blah. But you know what I mean? It was a great point. Like, just because you're a star or something, yeah, he might have been playing, just doing it. He didn't expect to go nowhere before a mixtape or whatever, whatever. But you use their name. You put their name in some shit now. You dig?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to be accountable, whether it's a commentary like us, a comedian, whatever. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you could say things that actually hurt people. But I mean, what do you think about
that?
Comic Cafe, a topic.
Oh, that's great. Because, I mean, even as, you know, regular folks, you use, you know, superstars, but even regular folks, even at your job, you know, even between your mom or dad or sisters and brothers, y'all say things, you know what I'm saying? So that is a great topic. I can't wait to tackle that one all week. I mean, we can put it in a content all week. You know what I'm saying? How you can offend somebody. You can offend your lover in the bed, and you don't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's a very good topic. So, yeah.
And we can keep it moving right after I say this, or you can rebuttal and then we'll keep it moving. But it doesn't always have to be bad. You know what I mean? You can start out with good intentions. Like tonight, Friday Night Live. Somebody's going to go out and sweet talk the shit out of somebody. And you know you're bullshitting. You did? You know you lying to her or you lying to him. But in the morning, that motherfucker is going to wake up with that energy of that bullshit they was fed last night. Oh, you like me? Oh, I'm really pretty to you? Oh, I'm sexy to you? And you was just like, no, I was just talking that money. Or I was drinking or whatever, whatever. Now your ass stuck. You know what I mean? You have to be responsible for the shit that you say.
Yeah.
You can rebuttal on that and then we'll keep it moving with this entertainment news.
All right, I ain't got no rebuttal, but here is the next topic for the entertainment news. YG arrested at home after early morning raid. YG bail has been set at $250,000. TMZ, YG has been arrested on suspicion of robbery based on ongoing investigation. He says this has become very more outrageous. Normally in the America justice system, you got arrested after an investigation is complete. The motives here are pretty clear. YG has recruited powerhouse attorney Joe Tacopina. He tells us this arrest is one that caught YG completely off guard because there is no truth to them. YG had no idea what investigators are talking about, and we have been providing with any details. We are learning about the case through the media. Rest assured, his client will be cleared of all charges, even if severe past arrangements. The questions remain, what is the motive and the timing? YG has a performance scheduled at the Grammy Sunday where he will be honoring Nipsey Hussle. So the timing is suspect, to put it mildly. The rapper, The Game, also seems to have some questions about the timing bust, talking to Twitter to express his concerns. Now, cops have him in custody. Law enforcement sources tell us being transported to jail and will be booked for robbery. YG Friday is off to trouble starts. Cops showing up on his doorstep before sunrise with a search warrant. And law enforcement tell they have enough information to make sure that the warrant and the arrest is going to stick to the robbery case.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's the big hype about it. They're saying they're doing it because, you know, he's doing the big tribute to Nip. They're even trying to bring it, like, they're trying to twist it in so many ways, or they're trying to look at it from so many different ways. Like, one is they're saying, you know, because if you don't know, Nip had there was an ongoing, we'll call it a relationship between Nipsey Hussle and the LAPD. You dig? It wasn't in Nipsey's favor. You dig? So they're saying this is all because the LAPD is trying to do this, da da da. And then, you know, I was watching the thing on TMZ and they were talking about, oh, but it was the sheriff's department that came and got him. Like, they're saying, and the sheriff's department is different from the LAPD. Yes, but that's like saying, the plant manager in plant A don't fuck with the plant manager in plant B. Come on, like they don't talk, like it ain't a thing. The LAPD said, well, we can't do this. The sheriff's like, I can't. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm not saying that's the case, yeah. But that's how it all ties together. You know what I mean? Someone else said it's just going to make it worse if he bail out. Because once he bail out, you know he's going to say something on the stage or they're going to try to silence him. Don't say nothing, da 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 da. But you know he's going to. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. They're saying it's coming from a murder case that supposedly, I think it was a robbery, murder, aggravated robbery. Something like that, and basically his car was seen outside in the vicinity of the crime. So that's why they got him on the aggravated robbery. That's what it is, aggravated robbery.
Are we serious? That's suspect. That's suspect right there. Come on.
So that's
for
what
real?
It's about. Yep.
No.
Right.
You're playing.
Yeah, so. No, that's
wow.
So yeah, so that's why everybody's saying it's a big controversy because it's kind of like some BS on the charge, and like they even had like I think it was like a lawyer or something like that, somebody on there knowing they're legal, saying usually they don't even pick nobody up like that, not on allegations.
Right.
On allegations? No. They usually don't pick people up till they got their charges ready. Then they go pick you up and charge. They don't pick you up on no allegation and let you sit in jail and wait, okay, we might charge you. We're just trying to figure it out. No. No, you're supposed to already have investigated this, and you're supposed to come get me for a reason. Not on an allegation.
Right.
Not on an assumption. On hard evidence that says this, this, that. And just because it's, you know, I can't get into the ins and outs of the trial or the case, but, you know, but yeah, that's what it is.
Wow. Okay, so y'all know I was talking about my boy Antonio Brown yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that he, you know, got some mental illness issues. Well, I just posted on the Monstar page on Facebook. Antonio Brown literally runs out of jail after he did court appearance. But that's not what I want to talk about that. But I also want to talk about what this man has on. This man has a mint green suit. With a mint green suit. Did you hear? Y'all heard me? A mint green suit with dark green lapels. With a lighter green shirt. With some black boots. I cannot make this up, y'all. I cannot make this up. Y'all,
please. Let me go
please
up and look at this.
Go look at this. And the fuckery and the foolishness of what he's wearing makes me feel like he's mentally ill. If I ever catch Entebbe wearing that outfit, I am going to call the fashion police. I am going to call the fucking police and tell them to arrest you for that bullshit. I'm just going to say that. And I don't even want to talk about the story. Y'all can read the story on your own. He's got bail. He bolted out. He got $100,000 bail. But the suit. Okay? The judge just probably said, I'm going to just put you in jail because of the suit. I'm just saying. Like, what was you
thinking?
Did you think this was a Temptation concert or something?
After watching the story, I think he really does need help. I don't think he needs prison. Honestly, I don't think he needs. I think he's gonna have to pay that dude off. The incident happened with the truck driver. He's gonna have to pay that truck driver off, $500,000, $250,000. Some people want to say that's a lot. No. That man, he could have stress behind that shit. And sometimes you just got to pay your dues. You dig? That's his dues. And I don't think he should be going to prison. That's why I say so much money should go to the driver because, you know, he had to take this incident. Because, you know, he's looking at life in prison for this, right?
Ooh.
Antonio Brown. He's looking at life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He's looking at life in prison. Yes, the outfit he got on, I already knew I had already seen it. He's, like, got on a tuxedo. With a like a Adidas, not I shouldn't say Adidas. He's got a track runner on under the tuxedo. I don't know if it's fully or if he's just got a track runner jacket on under the tux jacket. But yeah, it does look a little like what you got on, bro. But you know, in today's fashion, I've seen motherfuckers wear some skinny jeans and sandals. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So
I'll
I don't
take
let that
skinny jeans and sandals.
My judgment
with
that.
I mean, because did you see that?
But
did you see that?
But
did you see that?
Right, but just you know, and then watching the stuff in court. Did you see the court where they had him come up to court and you know they put on the suicide vest jacket on him? But the funny part about it was like six rows back, there was nobody lined up next to him. They got him looking crazy as hell on the media right now. I mean, like, there's six rows behind him. There's just, like, it's like all the criminals are like, fuck that. We're not going up there. You dig?
Exactly.
Shit like that.
They're like, we're not that crazy. We're not crazy like them. We just killed somebody or stabbed somebody. But he's in a straight jacket. He's going nuts right now. So we're going to just stay back here.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I know what you're talking about. That was crazy. I hate when that shit happens. I'm not going to lie. Shit like that happened to me before. When he ran out of the jail room, he ran out. That's not really that crazy that he ran out.
No.
You know, they was on his ass. But he was trying to avoid that. But the part that was crazy,
uh-huh.
he ran the wrong way.
How embarrassing is that when you're trying to get away and you run the wrong way and then you look like, oh, dang. And you keep looking because that's not going to be that's going to be an end that's not going to help you at all still. Because sometimes when you run the wrong way, you're like, I cut that way and cut that way. Man,
look,
when you run the wrong
yeah.
way and you got to roll back, man.
Right. He ran an end. He ran an end when he should have ran out. Because he got away. Oh, he still got the speed. He got away. He did the 9 route on their ass. But when he had to do the comeback because he went the wrong route and he had to walk back, they were sitting there waiting on his ass. You can't run past him now, player. You just have to walk the walk of shame in his outfit.
In that outfit.
I feel for Antonio,
and trust
but I'm not going to lie. That shit was funny as hell. I hate when that happens to me, though.
Man. Can you imagine having to walk back after you just, like, did a sprint, like a takeoff? Like, you just took off, and now you got to walk back and look, and, you know, you try to act like you don't see him, so you just do the turn your head, like, I'm turning my head. I'm going to keep turning my head, like, y'all don't see me, y'all don't see me, y'all don't see me. Y'all don't see me, y'all don't see me. Don't stare at me. And they looking at you like, really? Not only did you just do a sprint, you walked back, you couldn't run right back, like you ran off. Like, are you serious?
Right. So we ain't going to judge him. We going to pray for him, but that's what I think. I think he really needs help. I think he needs help. I don't think prison is going to help him. I think a lot of times people always think prison is always the answer. No, that's not always the answer. No, he needs help. He needs help. You can see it on his face. He needs help.
Yeah, he does need help. And I think they need to really think about, you know, like I said, checking him, you know, for that head trauma that, you know, they were trying to say that Hernandez had. And they're saying because he may have when I listened to the symptoms that they were showing that Hernandez had, he kind of like is exhibiting them, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to let them do a CT scan or his brain or whatever, but I think they really need to think about that before they put him in jail, because he is like losing it, and I'm concerned. I mean, he was always one of those people who were flamboyant and loud mouth and talk stuff, but he's on another level right now, which is concerning, which is alarming, which is people should really consider, like, I'm going to need you to get help. Like, even his lawyers, they should really consider helping him out, you know, even in the process of where he's at right now. And if I was the judge, I would order a psychiatric workup. Like, take him. Make him get one. And the judge can't. You know what I'm saying? We going to put you on a psych hold. We're going to have to check you out. So I think that will be very beneficial to Antonio Brown and get past the stigma of I don't need it. Yeah, by the looks of that outfit, you need that and more. Okay? But you got anything else to say before we move on to this disease that's popping up? This virus. Hello?
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys heard about the coronavirus. Coronavirus. It started in Hong Kong and China. And this outbreak now has reached Minnesota. They're just now like checking to make sure that no one here has gotten it. And based on what we've learned from outbreaks in the past in Minnesota, it starts with this a respiratory cough. So they've been asking folks, have you came back from China? And if you have, you know, these respiratory issues, it's the same thing in animals. So the animals get sick, they throw up, and they're saying, okay, if you have any respiratory symptoms and you've been in contact with somebody from China, you may want to go to the doctors and then let them see if you have this outbreak that's really, like, putting people at risk and killing folks in China right now. So it's called the coronavirus, C-O-R-O-N-A-V-I-R-U-S, and it's a real thing, and it's spreading in China super bad. So remember, viruses, and this is the season where all kind of viruses are heightened, and we get them confused with other viruses. Oh, this is just a flu. Oh, this is just this. Oh, this is that. No, y'all need to go to the doctors. When you're sick and your chest feels like it's about to cave in, go to the doctors.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think they said it got to Minnesota. It might have came from via, came in through New York and then went through Chicago here, and then came through here, if I'm not mistaken. I did hear them say a couple other airports that caught just a glimpse of the thing about it. But yeah, that shit is crazy. I think they're trying to, I think I've seen something about it's like a rethink done, measles or something like that. But, but yeah, that shit's crazy, man. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. I really don't know much to say about that one.
Yeah, it's new. It's once again, it's new. Once again, you know, it's interesting how new viruses come out when there's a war. You know, when they're talking about war, it's interesting when a new virus comes out, when they're talking about impeaching the president. It's interesting that always virus comes out when they're trying to confuse us about everything else. I really feel that places put viruses out to make people get scared and keep them off being alert on what we need to really be alert on. That's just my thought. Yes. Yes. Because
right,
you know they
right.
got so many different viruses, and they kind of don't care about killing off folks because you know they got a overpopulated population now. So, you know, if 100 folks die, they'd be like, oh, well, 100 people died in China. And we'd be like, 100 people died in China? We freaking out. But they're like, oh, 100 people died in China. And you're like, well, dang, can we have some compassion? No, 100 people died in China from this virus. Okay, where did this virus come from?
Right. Hey, you got a point. I got to sit and think on that one. It's like, okay. I see what you're saying. Yep, and they talking about over there, they doing all kinds of missile testings and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we was just about bumping heads with them a minute ago and da-da-da. Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny how now Trump's kind of like, oh, channel China, they handle that, and da-da-da, saying good about them. I could have swore like a year ago you was just clowning the fuck out of them. But I could have been wrong.
No. But when he went over there, you know, been buddy-buddy with him, he thought that worked, you know. But, hey, they will kill you. Like, though they said do not go to China right now. It's not a good thing. And I'm like, going overseas or certain places is not a good thing, period. But you can't get stopped, you know. You can't live your life doing fear. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, that's all the who's bumping who, who's getting fat for the night.
That's what we got for the night. Let's see here. I know it's about time for a breather. Matter of fact, I really want to say, you know what, maybe I go... I want to do that one, but I don't want to slow it down. No, not like that.
I mean, it's sexy time. You know, you need to slow it down. You know, while they getting their hair done, you know, they may need that one wine. You know how you wine and get your hips ready? You know, when you got that slow song, you know, you putting on your heels. It may work.
Right? It might. But I'm not going with that one anyway. We're going to go with this one. It's sexy, but I like this song. Shit, I've been playing it like 2-3 times a week. It is what it is. It's called Close the Door. This is by Kissy Lee. I don't know what it is, but I like this song.
You do like that one. You're doing like that one.
Yeah.
We live, y'all.
Yeah.
Friday Night Live. Yeah.
Nobody say that motherfucker sexy as hell.
It's sexy. You don't care what nobody say.
Mm-hmm. If I could step, I'd be stepping right now.
Stop it. Stop it. Yes. Stop it. Okay, do that. Bring that foot up. Bring that foot back. You feel it? You got it.
The smokeout session. Friday Night Live. So I keep bringing it back. Let's go ahead and get into some of our topics and talk about, you know, some of the things that we got. So what are we talking about tonight?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
So do you agree you can't receive your soulmate until you let go of your playmate?
You can't receive your soulmate until you're done with your playmate.
Until you let go of your playmate. So, yeah, yeah. Right? So, first of all, you got to know what your soulmate is. You know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know what your soulmate is. And then you got to know what your playmate is. And that playmate is somebody you not really trying to get serious with. They just there to fill in the void because you just don't want to be by yourself. But yet they taking up your time. And they playing with your emotions. And then they playing with your cootie coo. And, you know. And that soulmate is your, that soulmate, you know, is a mirror. The person who shows you everything that's holding you back. The person that brings you to your own attention so you can change your life. They're that ones that you, you know, be like, ooh, they lifting me, they grabbing me, you know, that one. So, do you think you can't receive your soulmate until you let go of your playmate?
I can't say I've really been in that situation, so I'm trying to use natural logic. That may not work for us, but I don't know. I'll be honest, it's like a catch 22 to me. Because it's almost like, why are you messing with two people in the first place? You understand? I mean, let me explain. Okay, so you got your playmate who you play with, occupy your time, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're dating this other person and you start to realize that that might be your soulmate, you already done fucked up. Because when your soulmate find out you've been playing with your playmate this whole time and they might have been serious with you, oh, they're going to be pissed the fuck off. They are no longer your soulmate. They might be your cellmate.
Wow.
You understand me? I'm just saying, like, how could you even play with the two? Like, at some point, you got to stop playing with that toy.
True.
You know what I mean?
I think, you know, I think when you have a playmate, I think you're setting yourself up to not be able to recognize a soulmate because you're so used to playing games or playing. You know, you're not serious about finding that one person that is your soulmate because you're playing, like you're putting yourself at a disadvantage to even receive your soulmate because you're still playing with this person who, you know, for now is meeting the purpose for now. Or he or she is filling up the void that you have for right now. So you constantly giving him your energy and your attention, and you wouldn't even know how to say, okay, let me be by myself so maybe I can receive that person who isn't afraid to commit, isn't afraid to have, you know, anything like that. Like a playmate is someone who you ain't committing to, y'all not getting together, there ain't no relationship, there ain't no title, there ain't no future, you playing. So if you keep giving that energy, you will miss out on that one person that is there for you and hold you down and wants to do all that. But you got to be, to me, in a mindset to receive all that. And you ain't ready, you know, you're not still playing games. You ready inside you to receive your soulmate. You have to be, it's like you have to be ready for that. You can't be in no play game space mindset because your soulmate will pass you by. Because they ready and you playing. You can't be playing.
Right. Well,
that's how I see that.
And I mean, this is just like, you know, just obviously this conversation. You did. Don't make nothing right or wrong. But I'm going to be honest. I mean, how many of us really have a playmate or have had a playmate where it stayed just as a game? Think about that for a second. At some point, somebody caught some feelings. You dig? So y'all might have started saying, okay, we're going to do it, just handle needs and da-da-da, da-da-da, but at some point, somebody's going to catch feelings. And to them, it's no longer a plaything. Now you're trying to get serious with somebody. It's gonna cause problems. You dig? I mean, unless y'all like only hooking up once a year or some shit like that, then you might as well go out there and be with a stranger. I mean, it's not safer, but you get what I'm saying. Like, if there's no feelings involved at all, then you might as well just go find you a stranger. Obviously,
wow,
it's going to be some feelings because
like
y'all
that.
Still, what you call it. Yeah, because, like, obviously you're attracted to each other, and y'all got to remember vibrations come from hanging out with each other, touching each other,
mm-hmm.
kissing,
mm-hmm.
sexual activity. These things give vibrations and energy.
True. Mm-hmm.
That builds
right.
between two people. Like, I'll be honest, yeah, I have tried to start that word with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes I end up with motherfucking baby diapers and baby powder all over my car. Hold on. Bet you had a boyfriend. Thought it was just some fun shit. No.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? No. It turned into something else for them. So sometimes
right.
we say play toy, my boy toy, or my little side thing, or my little needy thing, but in reality, on the side, you probably got feelings for that person. It ain't no toy. Just that just somehow, mm-hmm. some way, y'all got it to be where y'all tolerate them being able to be, they might be out there with somebody else.
True.
But when push comes to shove, put it in your face, like at the club, and that person is with that other, your toy is over there with their real thing, and they doing the real thing moves, you're going to be in your toy emotions.
True.
But
well,
I see what you're saying,
you
though.
Gotta
but there is merit to what you're saying, though.
Yeah, you got to remember, though, if you, like, I get that. But there are some people who have turned their emotions off because of whatever
mm-hmm.
and can do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, but you got to realize, I think, a female, and maybe some males, but most of the females are one that will get attached, you know, and catch feelings faster than the male because, you know, it's just, hey, I could stick it and kid it, you know, whatever, whatever. So I think when you have that female who can just have sex with somebody and just play, you know, that's one, they have shut down all their emotions and then it's like they don't care. So there are some females who can do that and just be like, oh, okay. But to me, you still miss out because if you having sex with somebody else and kicking it and playing with somebody else, and then you meet somebody that you like, how you gonna explain, you know, who that dude is when he all up on you? You be like, oh, he just my playmate, and then the dude that you like be like, yeah, no, that don't look like that. There's gotta be more to it than that, and you be like, oh, we just was, you know, having sex. No, there got to be more to it than that. So I kind of get what you're saying as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's always a thin
yep.
line that, you know, that's always there in the sand that you'd be like, okay, I ain't crossing it, but somehow you crossing it because sometimes they don't want that playmate to leave. So they'll do what they kind of got to do to make that that relationship mess up. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't
mm-hmm.
want that easy access to you to be going.
Right. And then you know how some people be, oh, I just keep running around just to be safe. That's just as bad as cheating.
Yeah.
That's just as bad as cheating. Oh, that's just my backup. Okay.
But then that goes to show you, do you, and that's my next question by the Soul of Me Speaks. Do you have to have a title to define what the relationship looks like?
Is that for next week? Because I don't remember that being
yeah.
the question tonight.
No, that was a
okay.
question. No, that's a question. The next Soul of Me Speaks kind of question that they'll see over the weekend, you know, that they can add,
okay.
you know, answer. Because it just goes kind of like with what we've been talking about, like, all week, you know, with the love and being in love and being available, like, you won't be able to be in love and available to anyone if you got a playmate. Because y'all playing. You ain't experiencing love. Y'all experiencing pure just what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, you're not going to be able to receive because, one, you're always going to be distracted. You know what I mean? I mean, that's why players play. You dig? So there's no heart game in it. So they have multiple people, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So your
mm-hmm.
heart almost more. I guess I can't say that because, you know, each individual, because they might be starting around with like, oh, damn. it's like, shut up. This show's over. You know, they might have their place. I can kind of see that. It kind of depends on the person. They might meet somebody and be like, you know what? I'm done playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it'll become real until they get to that point. To go, okay, I'm done playing, blah, 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 blah. But I think if you're starting to see somebody else, you shouldn't, your playmate should be like, okay, that shit's on pause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing somebody now. That shit's on pause now. You got respect now. I got a man, blah, blah, blah. Now, when that shit don't work out, I holler at you. But for right now, exactly. That shit got to be on pause. You are no longer my toy. The battery is taken out of your back.
True.
You dig? Mm-hmm. When I need you, I'll come with the battery. But you know what I mean? So I can see it. I can see it. It could go either way, but I still stand by, you know, if you start dating somebody, you should have got rid of your toy anyway. Your toy is for when you don't have somebody.
Right. True. I agree.
So,
So. What a show.
All right. What a show. You never know where to go. There's no scripts around here, people. Let the people know again who's the show been brought to you by, because when you help them, you help the show.
The Solo Me Speaks author, me, Miss Unbelievable, you can purchase my book on lulu.com, The Solo Me Speaks, The Solo Me Speaks Volume 2, and The 30-Day Journal. And then we're also brought to you by Monsters U.S. Apparel, Elite Play Management, and Picasso Painting. You can look us all up on Facebook and enjoy your weekend. Do something that I wouldn't do. And y'all know Miss Unbelievable be doing some
There you go. So, all right, y'all. Like you said, have a great weekend from the Monster family, from me, E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy. She's not feeling well, but she still wants you to have a great weekend. Like she said, hey, do something monstrous. You know what I mean? Step out of your comfort zone. I didn't say step out into the cold. I said step out of your comfort zone. Do something that you normally don't do, and watch. It'll give you a whole new vibe. So, all right, we up out of here. Remember, go to MonstarsRadio.com. Check out our 24-hour stream. And that's the night. We gone.
That's the night.